Hello, my name is Mikhail Kalinin. I'm from Harmony team. First of all, I'd like to credit Alex Vlasov, who has been investigating in these complexities in aggregation. Okay, let's move on. So here is the, we have attestation votes. You are already familiar with them from yesterday's talks about beacon chain technical introduction. So we have cross-links to shards, we have finality checkpoints, and we have the fork choice vote as well. So the attestation is a very important thing for the beacon chain. This is how beacon chain makes the consensus happen. Let's see how it's progressing through a slot. So at the beginning of the slot, a proposer produces a block and sends it to the wire, so all validators can receive it through the wire. In the middle of the slot, committees start to produce their attestations. Basically, this could happen not in the middle of the slot. One may produce attestation upon receiving this block and importing this to its chain. After that, attesters should deliver their attestations to the proposer of the next block to be included on chain. And they are eager to do this because their rewards depend on that. And if a proposer of next lot for some reason fails to include some of those attestations, those attestations should be delivered to proposer of the slot of after the next one, and so forth, up to 64 slots ahead. Okay, so what proposer does with those attestations? It aggregates them and includes them into a block body. Aggregation reduces verification complexity. It means that instead of verifying hundreds of signatures, you should, in the best case, you should verify only one signature per committee. It also reduces size demand on the block body. This chart shows y-axis is megabytes of data, and x-axis is a million of ETH at stake. So this green line is the aggregated case, and orange line is not aggregated case, and you can see how aggregation saves our lives. So, okay, let's talk about attestation delivery. How do we deliver those attestations to a proposer? We might probably do direct delivery, just send those attestations directly to, let's say, 5 or 10 proposers of the next blocks, whatever number we find reasonable. But this way is very efficient and fast. But in that case, we are revealing proposer identity. It means that adversary may match proposer public key and its network ID and organize a coordinated attack to this particular proposer and kick them off of the network. So we're not doing it that way. Instead of this, we're using a P2P overlay that includes all validators of the beacon chain and gossiping the attestations through this overlay. So everybody is happy, all proposers receiving those attestations. Nobody knows who proposers are, and this P2P overlay, is it big enough? Everybody knows that there are some validators in it, but it's hard to organize an attack on this because there are a lot of nodes, and nobody knows who is the proposer of the next lot or who are the participants of the committee in the network, because identities are not revealed. That gossiping to everybody, gossiping in the P2P overlay is prone to Byzantine failures, and to cope with Byzantine failures, we have to keep the degree of the P2P mesh on a certain level, and it brings redundancy. The degree is the parameter that is just a number of peers that your peer is connected to. So let's say your peer is connected to 10 peers, and you are receiving the same attestation message from 5 of them, and sending this attestation, propagating this attestation message to the other 5. So we have like redundancy by a factor of 5. And this redundancy is about inbound and outbound traffic. And also nodes must do verification to prevent epidemic attacks where the network can be flooded by just bad attestations, invalid. And this brings a high demand on resources at scale. So these numbers are a factor of redundancy in the P2P, of the P2P mesh. And this like triple redundancy is the blue line. And if probably on the phase zero, we are okay. We are here. Where is it? 10 million ETH validating. But when we start to approach to 50 million ETH, we are having like 50 megabits per second as a requirement. And this is calculated for 6 seconds per slot. What do we do with this? Instead of sending single attestation to this P2P mesh, we want to partially aggregate them in relatively small overlays, and only after that send it to the beacon attestation where everybody signed to. This is where aggregating overlays comes into play. So what options do we have for those overlays? We can build them for each epoch, because we know what committees are in each epoch. 64 slot beforehand, it's like 6 minutes. So we could probably just build them for each epoch. Or there is another option to use shard subnets. These are like natural overlays for the ETH 2.0. So the requirements are to the overlay are like, first of all, it should be relatively small and efficient enough to do this partial aggregation in fractions of slot, because we need to send those aggregates to that P2P mesh. So it takes, we're restricted in time. So it should be incentivized. The participants of these overlays should be incentivized to do the aggregation. And the only one who are incentivized is the committees that produce those attestations. It should be Byzantine tolerant. Being relatively small, it should be tolerant to kind of Sybil and Eclipse attacks. And if we want to build an overlay for each epoch, we have 6.5 minutes to do that. So this is the time restriction. Okay, so per-epoch overlays are very efficient, because you can build this overlay with whatever topology and properties that you want, and it could be after that leveraged by your aggregation strategy. But the drawback of that is that you need a reliable source of peers within a small amount of time, and topic discovery will probably not help here. Because if you don't have a reliable source of peers, your overlay will be prone to Sybil and Eclipse attacks. So this is very difficult part of building this epoch per-epoch overlay. We can use shard subnets. They already exist. They are relatively big, and they are like more long-playing network units, and hence they are resistant to kind of attacks like Eclipse and Sybil. But the problem is that one committee is spread across all the shard subnets. So let's say you have 10 peers, 10 validators of one committee in one in shard subnet number one, 10 in shard subnet number five, and so forth. And they just can't talk to each other. That is the problem for the aggregation strategies. So two strategies. So one is coordinated. It's like Handel. You probably heard about that. It's very optimal. So you can get clean aggregates without overlapping, with lower network demand. But these kind of strategies requires those overlays to be built per epoch. And we have this difficulty with reliable source of peers, and they are not P2P friendly, so it should be there should exist direct connection between validators, and that's why we are getting back to this anonymity problem here again. We can use shard subnets and to fire a gossip-based strategy. So it's just, you know, everything is ready for it. But you can send messages, you can send attestation within one subnet, make those aggregates. Validators of the committee that produce those attestations can aggregate them, but it requires higher network demand because we're working on a P2P mesh, and it's not that obvious what is the threshold for the aggregation and when it's ready to be sent to the beacon attestation topic. And that's probably the problem here. This problem is amplified by spreading committee across different shard subnets, because you don't know how much of the participants in your shard subnet. So you don't know how big aggregate you can combine within the resources that you have that far. So let's summarize that we have to use P2P overlay to deliver attestation to proposer, and at scale it puts some big requirements to bandwidth. We are considering a partial aggregation in a smaller overlays as a solution, but it have a number of complexities. There is also another possible solution to use onion routing and similar techniques, but they will bring their own complexity as well. So we need to investigate in that. And phase zero and probably phase one is not affected because it's not expected to have a big amount of ETH validating. So thank you so much. I'm done.